be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
Through Time and the Stars, written by Jai Kobayashi Goma and Megan Darg. Produced by Be Here. Episode 9. Timeship H2G2, Command Center, Isolated Spot, Nekbara, Day. Without You is playing. Dave has the mood lighting set for Drunk and Lonely. Streets of Terabek, Day. Max, Daisy, Trent and Alice are being chased through the teeming streets of Terabek, pursued by guards from the Black Hole. The pursuit is being watched with some curiosity by the colourful residents of Terabek and recorded by some on handheld devices. Part of the drama is even caught by a camera crew from the Nekbara News Network.
Where are we going?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just following Trent.
I'm following Daisy.
I'm just running.
Come back here, prisoner scum!
Through the streets, ducking into alleyways, through doors and gates and dark, dark shadows. The crew are well and truly lost.
Where's Laika?
Oh, we've lost Laika!
So what?
She's the reason we're able to escape!
Women.
Suddenly, a face pops out from around the corner.
Miss me?
Daisy rushes to Laika and hugs her tightly.
Yes.
Well, good. Now come on, we need to get out of here. Who remembers where your ship is?
It was dark. I'm afraid I don't remember.
Right. No need to panic yet. Did you land on a mountain?
No.
Did you cross a river to get here?
Not that I remember.
I don't think so.
Was it deserted? Like, no buildings, no...
Yes, yes, yes!
Brilliant! You're so cute when you're excited. Okay, everyone, follow me!
Laika runs, and they all follow. The Chambers of the Emperor. The Golden Palace of Emperor Reskelnekek. Terabek. Nekbara. Day. The vast golden palace of Emperor Reskelnekek lies at the heart of Terabek. Its vast golden pillars, domes and minarets are visible from all parts of the sprawling city. In the Emperor's chambers, a solitary figure makes its way hesitantly along the length of the red carpet which forms the imperial approach. Smoke still emanates occasionally from the charred uniform of the head jailer of the Black Hole of Terabek. It takes a while, but finally the head jailer reaches the golden throne of the Emperor Reskelnekek, where the 10-year-old Emperor himself sits and watches his subjects approach. The head jailer bows down, one knee upon the ground.
My lord, and most supreme emperor.
Speak, head jailer.
My lord, I have the most distressing news.
You're getting married.
What? No.
You have sired offspring, and you wish to alert the empire so that they will not be shocked when they see the faces of your progeny.
Behind the throne, young imperial advisers giggle.
Sire, my most supreme lord emperor. I have news. Serious news.
Is the news that your face looks like your butt? Because I think everybody knows that by now.
Sire!
Palace guards approach, their razor-sharp spears thrust within an inch of the head of the jailer's face.
Sire! My lord, I apologise. I am stupid. I am a meaningless maggot for even daring to be in your presence. I apologise most humbly for raising my voice, but I really do have news. Unpleasant news, I'm afraid to say.
Okay, jailer. What is your news?
My lord, there's been a breakout at the prison. Several prisoners have escaped.
So, why aren't you out there hunting them down?
My lord, one of the prisoners was the Mnemph.
Which Mnemph?
The one who stole your...
What? You let that thieving Mnemph Dresserac escape?
My lord.
Sound the alarm. I want the entire Imperial Guard hunting down that thieving Mnemph scum. And all those who helped her. Now. And you...
My lord.
Guards, take the jailer and throw him in the Arg.
My lord, no!
Palace guards approach the head jailer and forcefully restrain him.
Enjoy your swim, you odious little toad.
No! Please don't let him! No!
The guards lead the head jailer out of the Emperor's chamber. The guards continue to drag the protesting figure of the head jailer along the long carpeted route to the exit. Emperor Reskelnekek ponders for a moment.
Stop! A time machine?
Streets of Terabek. Day. The crew and Laika are sneaking through the shadows in the alleyways at the edge of the city. An assortment of locals are watching them with amusement.
Maybe we should have done this at night.
We would have done, except your friend here wanted to go and tell the jailer.
That's not...
Ignore her, Trent.
But...
It's okay.
Alice slips her hand into Trent's and squeezes.
Save your love fest for later. We need to get to your ship, fast.
Well, you think the locals are going to get nasty?
I'm not worried about the locals. I'm worried about them.
Laika points upwards to a host of hovering drone cams, each bearing the logo of the Nekbaran News Network.
Oh, that's bad.
Very. We're not going to be able to hide. We need to get straight to the ship and get off this Verdraken planet as soon as we can.
All of this just because we aren't traders?
Sort of. Is that your ship?
Laika points into the distance, where they can barely make out the shape of the timeship, nestled at the base of a small quarry. The gathering crowds look on with curious interest.
Yes!
Without further prompting, the group race as one towards the timeship, followed by the crowd and by the drones above them. Max looks back quickly to see the crowd gaining on them, all fired up with the spirit of the hunt. The escaped convicts sprint harder, struggling to catch their breath. Max looks behind them once again, just in time to see bodies from the following crowd being tossed aside as a number of giant wheeled vehicles plough through, each of them topped by several heavy-armed, hairy, Nekbaran Imperial Guards. This spurs Max on to achieve a burst of speed which surprises everyone.
Run!
What do you blasted think we're doing?
Daisy looks back.
Oh, blimey.
Alice looks back and trips.
Alice! Trent!
Daisy turns and begins to run back to help Alice. Max stops too, heading back to where Daisy is struggling to pick up an injured Alice. Laika turns to see them struggling as the crowd and the Imperial Guards race ever closer, and she races back to help lift Alice. Trent keeps running at full pelt towards the timeship. Max, Daisy and Laika drag a despondent Alice towards the timeship. Alice watches Trent run, with tears of sadness and disappointment in her eyes.
Open the doors, Dave!
The escapees race towards the still-closed door of the timeship, the ever-advancing hordes gaining on them with every second.
Dave! Open the ruddy doors!
Timeship H2-G2 Command Center. Isolated spot. Nekbara. Day. Hard, rocking music strains fill the timeship. Everything that can move is gyrating and shaking to the overpowering beat. Dave, the timeship, is headbanging and he's loving it. Somehow, the sound of rapid pounding on the doors captures his attention. The music ceases and the cameras all point towards the door and the outside area. Dave sees his shipmates hammering on the doors as the horde of apocalyptic death riders approach. with apocalyptic death in their eyes.
Oops!
After a few wrong moves, Dave finally manages to open the doors. The group rush in, falling to the floor in a heap.
Shut the doors, you imbecile, and get us out of here now!
Okay, strap yourselves in.
Now!
Daisy?
Daisy climbs out of the pile and leaps into the pilot's chair.
Let's go.
The door slams shut as the hordes reach the time ship. Daisy grabs the stick and instantly punches them all into the sky, violently scattering the bodies of countless neck barons in their wake. In a pounding heartbeat, the terror is behind them, and they are speeding through the infinite silence of space.
Woo!
The chambers of the Emperor, the golden palace of Emperor Reskelnekek Terabek Nekbara. Day. Once again, in the Emperor's chambers, a solitary figure treads the length of red carpet which forms the Imperial approach. The rugged figure of the First Lord of the Imperial Guard approaches the throne of his Emperor and kneels before it.
First Lord of the Imperial Guard, have you captured the prisoners?
Sire, it pains me to have to inform you that despite all due vigilance, the prisoners have escaped.
And their time machine?
We can only assume that it was on their ship, in which they escaped, sire.
So, you've lost the prisoners and the time machine.
My deepest apologies, sire.
Dead man says, what, sire?
What, sire?
That's right, guards! Take this walking corpse to the Arg and bury him in it up to his neck!
But, sire...
Don't butt me, buttface. I gave you one simple job. You were supposed to catch a few runaway prisoners and bring me back a time machine and the nymph scum who stole my...
But, sire...
And now you interrupt your emperor when he is speaking. Guards, did I say bury him up to his neck in the Arg?
Yes, sire.
I changed my mind.
The First Lord of the Imperial Guard expresses some relief.
Oh, thank you, sire. I am most...
Bury him up to his ankles.
Yes, sire.
Head first.
Yes, sire.
No, sire. No, sire. I beg you. No!
The Imperial Guards drag the ex-First Lord of the Imperial Guard, kicking and screaming from the Emperor's chambers.
No,
the sound of the screams slowly fades, and the tiny 10-year-old Emperor addresses the remaining guards.
Summon my fleet. Assemble all Imperial Guards. We're going to hunt these prisoners down like the filthy scrines that they are.
The Imperial Guards roar their approval.
And we're going to make them all swim in the Arg.
Once again, the Imperial Guards roar their approval.
Without any clothes on.
The Imperial Guards offer a half-hearted cheer. The covert looks they share with one another say that they find their Emperor to be a rather strange individual.
Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.